Well, Chinese stock markets have been in free fall for the past month, but they just took a dip. I think it's about 6%. And they have lost a third of their value over the course of the month, and they are in the headlines this morning because of it, unfortunately. Clinton is seeming to be flip-flopping on her stance on immigration. At least that's how it appears to me, at least on her stance on immigration. She is now criticizing San Francisco's sanctuary policy because of the killing that we reported on yesterday. You're listening to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL. Mike Levins here, along with Kathy Barnett, joining us this morning. Good morning, Kathy. Always
good
wonderful
morning.
To have you.
Yes, so awesome to be here.
Oh, we are just going to jump right in, but Hillary Clinton is flip-flopping, I think, in my opinion. This is what she said, and this is a Fox News article. Quote, the city made a mistake not to deport someone that the federal government, of course, this is talking about the tragic shooting of the illegal immigrant who actually admitted to doing it. Apparently now it's accidentally.
Yeah.
And apparently he accidentally shot her with a gun that was apparently stolen from a Border Patrol officer's car. So that's
very weird. And he accidentally shot her trying to shoot a dolphin.
I was not aware of that.
Yes. Now his story is modifying. Is, you know, the truth is coming out inch by inch, or the version of his story is continuously morphing. But yes, apparently he accidentally shot her while trying to shoot a dolphin with a federal agent's gun. Yes, I know. You're looking at me like, what?
I
know, right? But somehow, I guess he thought that would, you know.
I mean, like a two-year-old could make up a better story than that. Try. Well, he's a pretty bad shot.
Yes.
I mean, not to make light of the situation, but I mean, that's a...
But that is so
I had
ridiculous.
No idea.
But here's the thing. My first thought when you pull up Hillary Clinton comment is, can she just go away already? She won't go away.
Oh, she's not going away anytime soon either.
No, she's not.
But she's flip-flopping, in my opinion, on this, because this is the clarion call. Okay, of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
This is the clarion call of everything that she stands for, and they're all for, you know, giving a pathway to immigration and even not even deporting immigrants. But now when everything comes and hits the fan.
Comes to fruition. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I mean, but that's the danger you run in when, you know, especially in these last 8 years under this particular administration. Some laws we want to follow, some laws we don't want to follow. That's very clear. We make up laws as we go to suit our own political bent. And then she is decrying when another government institution decides, oh, we just won't listen to that particular law. But that is the environment we now live in, where we can pick and choose which laws we want to adhere to. And so that's the danger of creating this environment, because now, you know, the sheriff department, well, you know, I will obey this law, but I don't want to obey this particular law. I will adhere to this, but not that. And so now you have Hillary saying, well, no, you should have listened. Well, which ones do you listen to when we're in an environment where it's all about man and man's political agenda and what we personally want to do? We're no longer a land of laws, but of men now.
The hypocrisy is impressive, actually. It's very impressive, because not only do we have flip-flopping on laws that, first of all, no one's even enforcing. People are supporting not even enforcing the laws we already have on the books.
Yes.
You know, regarding immigration. But not only that, but now other people, like clerks who are refusing to go by the Supreme Court's decision, are now being criticized for not abiding by the law.
Yeah. So no one's abiding by the law. Why should we abide by the law?
Right. And you have this coming up in so many. There's actually just another case I was looking at here, actually, at FoxNews.com home, who apparently the governor of Oklahoma, mm-hmm. can keep a monument at the Capitol of the Ten Commandments in defiance of the Supreme Court's ruling that it violated the Constitution. So the hypocrisy is very impressive, I believe. And this is just to kind of give you a feel of how hard Hillary Clinton came out against San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Quote, so I have absolutely no support for a city, that's pretty strong, that ignores the strong evidence that should be acted on. He said the city made a mistake not to deport someone that the federal government strongly felt should be deported. I strongly believe, and this is from Feinstein now, Dianne Feinstein, right? I strongly believe that an undocumented individual convicted of multiple felonies and with a detainer request from ICE should not have been released. We should focus on deporting convicted criminals, not setting them loose on our streets. Well, I thought that was the whole issue, that we were really looking for lawbreakers in the illegal immigrant battle. That was really the main issue. We bring up all the, that's where Donald Trump caught a lot of heat, okay, because he was talking about Mexican immigrants who do commit crimes who come over here or who are felons and have been deported like this guy and then came back. I thought that was what the whole thing was about. And then at least discussing probably reforming our immigration system so those who actually do want to come in who are upstanding citizens, because there are plenty of them who want to be citizens of the United States, that there should be a an amended way for them to be able to come in the country. But the tune is changing drastically.
Yeah, you know what? And this is the same federal government who, I think it was last year, released over 30,000 illegal immigrants into the system when it, you know, when we were in this era of just open up our borders. We don't need to be a sovereign country. Any and everyone can come in. And then shortly thereafter, we got a release that this same government that is now trying to say that they sent a request to get this particular guy off the street is the same federal government that just last year released about 30,000 illegal immigrants out of the federal system. Instead of deporting them back to Mexico, they just released these particular people into the streets. And these were people with a criminal record, and they were illegal immigrants here. And so, again, like you said, I love how you said it. This is hypocrisy?
It's impressive.
Yes, it is. I mean, because you really have to do some contortion to believe the things that are coming out of their own mouth. And then as a listener, to also co-sign the foolishness. There's my word again. Coming out of their mouth. It's just foolish.
I'm going to get you a plaque that says foolishness.
You know what? I'm telling you, okay. It sums it all up.
We're going to do a montage one day. Of all the times you've said foolishness.
I know, right? Ding it.
Foolishness. This is just foolishness. I can't believe this foolishness.
Foolishness. It is. But you know what? Because God, as I said to you last time, God summed it up. He said, thinking that they were wise, they became fools in their own mind. So, I mean, so I'm just taking, you know, I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. God called them fools first, thinking that in their own mind, they're wise. Because these particular people think they are so wise. And yet, they do some of the most foolish things, and you're just looking at them. Even my 9-year-old would look at it and say, this is foolishness. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, has everyone completely forgot the most obvious fact of this whole illegal immigration debate, that they're already breaking the law to begin with?
Hello? Ding, 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 ding.
Has anyone forgotten that? Am I the only one that thinks it's still illegal?
Let me tell you, when this all came out, was it last year? It's like every week we have a new major crisis. So it's hard to even process something that is currently going on, because before you can even process it good, something else is breaking out. But I think it was last year, right, when we had this mass influx of illegals coming into the country?
And a lot of them were children.
Yes. Well, not all of them were children, right? I mean, some of them were kids by legal definition, being 18 and under, but they were very violent.
Well,
and 18-year-old,
and that also even shows the tactic of, okay, well, we're deporting kids. Well, a lot of people send over their kids to try to get themselves in the country. Because they won't be deported. Or that's the whole argument of basically where they'll have a kid in the country,
immigrant. Right, but we also had a government right before that were sending out newsletters into Mexico saying, send your kids to the border on this particular time frame. So it was a very well-orchestrated illegal push to get all of these people in. And even during that, I had very intelligent friends I would talk to supporting the fact that these illegal immigrants should come over. And when I asked them for your reasoning, well, because we can't be selfish.
Well, you know, I here's why I believe that people do take that side on this issue. I see you and I and them, we see things from the perspective of we want to make things better. We want to help. We want to make sure that we have a better country to be able to live in, and that everyone has an equal opportunity, and they sympathize for people who are running away because some of these countries are absolutely atrocious. But we fail to realize the perspective of politicians who are advocating for this.
Yeah.
See, for them, I believe this comes down to one thing, votes. Votes.
Votes. And when you have a particular mindset in office that is trying to that is trying to break down the walls and the strength and the morality of America and trying to rewrite who America is, this plays really well. I love how Donald Trump said it. Mexico is not sending us their best and their brightest. They're not sending us their doctors and their future lawyers. They're sending us those on the bottom rung, and we're taking them in, and now we're having to support them. And so, I mean, so that's the difference also. I agree with you. The politicians have a completely different agenda. One is votes, but two, when we have a mindset that doesn't really like America.
Yeah, and there are some really good people, but they need to do and get into this country, they need to do it legally. I mean, if they break a law to get here, then why do they want to be a good law-abiding American citizen? That's my argument. We've got to head to a break, but we're going to continue the conversation on illegal immigration. And, you know, why are all these politicians seemingly flip-flopping on this issue now that someone has died in the tragedy? We'll get to that in a moment.
The judicial power ought to be distinct from both the legislative and executive and independent upon both. That so, it may be a check upon both, as both should be checks upon that. John Adams, Thoughts on Government, 1776.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Have you thought about your own mortality? At some point, concern of your family leads you to wonder how you would cope with the costs if you were to die. That's where your life insurance can help provide the resources to protect your family and finances. Hi, I'm Bruce Hengie of the Hengie Agency. My mission is to help individuals make wise decisions and to help protect the future of their families. For a custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Hengie at 215-704-6385.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
...30% of its value, a third of the Shanghai Composite Index gone in just the last 3 weeks. Looking at businessinsider.com, the turmoil is now spreading to other Asian markets and global commodities markets. The reason behind the crash is this, according to the article, millions of ordinary Chinese citizens sunk borrowed cash into shares, which inflated prices to unsustainable levels. Now, you think that's happening over here as well, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is going to continue. We no longer live in a bubble in our country. And if China gets the sniffles, we catch the flu in America. And not only are we seeing this happening in China, but we have the Greece situation. We have Cyprus. It is all through. I mean, there is a coming reset of our economy, and it is not something that will last for, you know, a year, a couple of years. It is going to be very devastating because we did not clean ourselves up out of this last recession we just came out of. We just, you know, threw more cash at it, which is always the danger. That's the reason why you have these inflated prices.
Now, Kathy, you have your master's in business.
I do.
From your perspective on this, you know, you've studied this at a very high collegiate level. I would probably argue that the whole global market, our economy, China, of course, and even the European market, it's all overinflated right now because interest rates are so low. We're getting into the stock market in order to get some kind of return, causing inflation.
Yeah, I mean, yes, most definitely. But, you know, again, I was actually talking to my mother and I was like, Mom, you know, this thing is not just in China. This is not just over there somewhere. This is going to have an impact on all of us. And my mother said, well, what do you think is going to come here? And it'll just kind of what last for like a year or so. But that's the mindset. We're just moving on about life as usual without the real understanding that there are some real economic resetting that is about to take hold. And it is going to be more devastating than what we've experienced since 2008. It's going to be more devastating than the Great Depression, because what they had during the Great Depression is every other corner you saw smokestacks, you saw manufacturing facilities. So we were able as Americans to kind of pull ourselves together, put our bootstraps on, and begin to rebuild and re-engineer. Today you look around, all of our facilities are across the water somewhere else. We are largely a service-oriented country.
Now, if we look at Revelation 6, and this is going to be our scripture of the day, Revelation 6, verse 5. Now, the Bible predicts an economic collapse, if you will, and this is a scripture where it does it. We're looking at, it's called the seven seals, okay, the seven seals of judgment, Revelation. It is the seven seals against when the end of the world is approaching, right? There are seven seals that are broken. It's a kind of a figurative, it's a figurative picture of what's happening in heaven. But the first seal, each one represents a judgment. The first seal is conquest, war, essentially. The second seal is death, one that is basically where there is a mass genocide. I'll read the verse for you. Revelation 6:3, when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword. But here's the scripture of the day, just to show you how much the Bible knows what's happening in our world. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, quote, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Inflated food prices.
Oh, yeah, most
food
definitely.
Food prices that are insanity. And that, the pair of scales, obviously, being symbolizing economics, use weights to determine what you were trading in that day.
Yeah.
And that's a clear picture that there is going to be an economic reset. Our scripture of the day today, Revelation 6, verse 5. The Bible predicts something like a global economic reset
and
at the end of times.
And there is going to be a huge disparity in this particular passage here. What he's also depicting is that those who are poor or middle class, you're going to become even poorer. Those who are very well off and affluent, they're going to become even more affluent, because he said, do not touch the oil and the wine, which is very expensive. So there are going to be this remnant out there that has more than enough. But the vast majority of us are going to be very, very poor, very, very impoverished. We can barely buy just enough to sustain us for that moment. And we're not going to have all of the nutrition that we need, right? So, but that flies in the face of this whole, you know, let's get rid of this disparity and poverty where we're headed. Now, is this that time? No, but it's coming. are we leading up to the end times? We don't know. Jesus said, no man knows. However, he said, I don't want to leave you ignorant either. When you begin to see some things kind of fall into place, and one of the things I even have to guard myself against, and that is, you know, especially with our elections coming out, we have all these people coming out saying, you know, all of these various presidential candidates coming out, and you're looking at them and you almost have like this kind of happy anticipation, like, oh, I want this person because they can save us. Oh, they can get us in a right position. Oh, they can come and make things better. And I've had to kind of reel in my own expectations, recognizing that I cannot be looking for someone, some man, to come and save us, because that's the same mentality that's going to be very prevalent during the tribulation. We're going to be looking for someone to come and make it right. Everything's going to be topsy-turvy, crazy, tremendous poverty, tremendous death, wars and rumors, more and more wars. And we're going to be looking for someone to save us, that Messiah complex. And so, I mean, you used the word earlier, a clarion call of just waking up from our slumber, recognizing where we are in time.
We need to be ever so careful that we do not look to men, that we do not look to government or new leaders on the horizon for our answers for all of our problems. Our answers will only come from one place, and that is Jesus Christ. All of our answers come from Him. There is no other place. We have gotten to the very point of which we are at today as a nation because we have looked to political leaders and other things in this life to answer our problems, and they're not working, and they'll continue to fail us. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we may be able to turn it around, if we will be able to turn it around.
Yeah.
But going back to now this case in San Francisco with Hillary Clinton's comments here, you know, why would, and this is just kind of to demonstrate why a politician may flip-flop on something, because I don't know about you, but sometimes it could confuse me. And if you sit there and think about it, their perspectives are very different than ours. Mentioned that in the last segment here. But why should we not look to politicians? Why should we not put all of our hope and trust in them? Why should we put it in Jesus? I could, of course, just say, well, because they flip-flop. But I think there's a better question to ask. Why? Why the flip-flopping? Why the change when the push comes to shove? If we don't understand that, then we're not going to understand the true heart of those who are in leadership. And did you ever stop to think that the true reason as to why they may flip-flop is for power?
Yes, I was hoping you were going to say that. It's power.
Did you think that possibly that this is not, because they are in an advantaged position, and they are leveraging that position to get more power? It's just like the Bible predicts man has always done for years, trying to make themselves God.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A Mexican man in the country illegally accused of killing a woman in San Francisco says he found the gun wrapped in a shirt and it went off accidentally. It had been stolen from a federal agent. Matt Gonzalez, an attorney for Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez.
This very well could be a completely accidental discharge of a firearm. You've got an individual that does not know the victim in this case, has no interest or desire in injuring her.
Catherine Steinle was shot walking on a pier with her dad. The Greek government formally requests money from a European bailout fund with a plan due tomorrow on reforming its economy. European Council President Donald Tusk.
All of us are responsible for the crisis, and all of us have a responsibility to resolve it.
This man's in Athens.
I think the most of us, they don't realize what's going to happen if they don't reach an agreement.
Fox News, we report. You decide.
Start your own business today. B-Balance Hormone Weight Loss Centers provides a unique opportunity to address a growing demand to help millions of women over the age of 35. The B-Balance franchise has a patent-pending solution to lose stubborn weight, help women manage their mood and sleep issues that are all caused by hormonal shifts. Visit BeBalanceFranchise.com or call 800-361-8060. That's 800-361-8060 to learn more and start your own business today.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gere with today's Family Update. The implications of last month's Supreme Court decision ordering all 50 states to redefine marriage to allow unions of same-sex couples continue to become more evident. A writer in Time magazine has called for all churches and religious organizations that hold that marriage is between a man and a woman to lose their tax-exempt status. That alone would put many Christian schools and colleges, as well as other ministries, out of business. Free speech could very well be curtailed. Religious liberty is under challenge, which is why we must continue to stand. I hope you'll join us as we continue to fight for life, family, and religious liberty.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your tax-deductible contributions to fund our pro-family work. Please consider a generous contribution today. You can donate online at pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
The book of Jude shouts God's warning to America. Certain people will sneak into the church, pretend to believe in God, but like Satan, deny the power of God and the authority of Jesus Christ. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, these religious but ungodly people will pursue egregious sexual immorality, defile the institution of marriage, detest moral authority, and fully corrupt themselves. Jude says these people, like clouds without rain, are ignorant and arrogant. In these times, Jude says to take heart, because the Lord Jesus himself will soon come with 10,000 angels and execute justice against all those who deny his authority. These mockers may sound bold, but they will fall before the justice of God. The command for us? Contend for the faith. Keep ourselves in the love of God and look for the mercy of God. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network saying with Jude, trust in God who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the throne.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
ISIS has a new special weapon, reported by the Associated Press. It's the secret to their success. You ready for it? Shock troops. That's it. Plain and simple. Who fight to the death. Apparently, wearing bright blue bandanas, they're ISIS's special forces. They're called a term in Arabic, translated means those who immerse themselves. The elite shock troops, according to the article, are possibly the deadliest weapon in the extremist group's arsenal. Fanatical and disciplined, they infiltrate their targets, unleash mayhem, and fight to the death, wearing explosive belts to blow themselves up among their opponents if they face defeat. They're credited with many of the group's stunning battlefield successes, including the capture of Al-Sukhna in May after the scene shown in an online video released by the group. They cause chaos and then their main ground offensive begins, according to Radar Khali, spokesman of the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Units, which have taken the lead in a string of military successes against the IS in Syria. Though best known for its horrific brutalities, IS has proved to be highly organized and flexible in their fighting. According to senior Iraqi military and intelligence officials and Syrian Kurdish commanders on the front lines,
ISIS is much more than we think they are. I mean, President Obama's comment of them being a JV squad is being, and has been, overturned on its head for the past months. And now, even more so, this tactic of infiltration is how they are advancing. How simple is it? Just from a strategic point of view, they are merely infiltrating ranks. They are then, when they find themselves saturated enough behind enemy lines, opening fire, opening up conflict. Kathy, you come from a military background. Mm-hmm. And then if they fail, they're ready to die, and then they have suicide belts. But apparently, this is the key to their victory. You would think it would be some strategy. You would think it would be some kind of extra weapon.
Weapon of mass destruction. No.
Or some kind of strategy using armaments, artillery, or different things. No, it is merely...
It's conviction. There's a difference when you're in the military of a mercenary group versus true believers in the cause or in what it is that they're doing. Mercenary, you just pay them and they go to the highest bidder, and there's no real conviction. They're just there to perform a task, to perform a job. And then you have what we call true believers, the fact that they will die, kind of like our founding fathers. They were true believers in the concept of the United States. They had no real example of what a republic democracy looked like, but they were true believers to it, to the extent that they knew by signing their name on the Declaration of Independence, they could die. And many of them suffered tremendous devastation in their own personal life, in their family. But they were true believers. And so, you know, I remember being in college, and I had started the process of reading the Quran, and I had a Muslim friend from Turkey, and I ran to him and I was like, truly, you do not believe this stuff, right? Like what? Like unlimited number of virgins, you know, upon your death. And they were like blonde hair, red hair, brown brunettes, right? And then he took me to the side and he started explaining to me. He said, Kathy, let me give you somewhat of an overview of where many of these people are coming from. It is extreme poverty. And upon them sacrificing their life for Allah, their family is taken care of. Not only are they guaranteed entrance into heaven with this unlimited number of virgins at their disposal, and a land of milk and honey, flowing with milk and honey, but their family also is guaranteed a spot in heaven, and the nation will provide for their family. Whereas right now there is no provision for their family, and it is extreme poverty and despair and hopelessness. And now you give them a sense of hope.
That book,
and these people are willing to die for it.
That book, the Quran, is one of the most evil things yes. that I have seen, because it, you see, and there's such a polar difference between Christianity and Islam in the holy texts, the Bible versus the Quran. The Quran, you achieve everything through death. You know, in Scripture, we don't necessarily achieve things through dying. It says that we may have to be prepared to die for our faith, but it never says that we should seek that out. It always says that we should seek to be salt and light here on the earth, to spread the good news, to spread the gospel. Where Islam, and like you said, many of these people are in poverty. Many of them are desperate. And to have this promise that if they are to die in battle, fighting for Allah, that their families will be taken care of, and that they'll have all, because they're in extreme poverty, it is such a system of evil.
It's such a system of evil.
And it is oppressive. And mm-hmm. And Christianity is in fact moving in the Middle East, and Jesus is even appearing to many. I find that interesting as well, because it's a completely works-based religion. If you don't understand that term when I say works-based, I mean that it is, you need to do a certain amount of good things in order to earn Allah's favor. And you never know if you have Allah's favor or not until the day you die, stand before him, and then he decides if you're basically going to be into paradise or no. The only guarantee is for you to kill yourself in jihad, fighting against infidels in the holy advancement of Islam. And it's preying on people. It preys on people's economic woes and hardships.
Yeah.
Because they want to provide for their families.
And they take care of the people's family. Not only are you guaranteed a spot in heaven, but your family is guaranteed a spot in heaven. But it really gives you some insight to why mothers and fathers can put explosives on their little children and then send their little kids onto the bus, a public bus, where other kids are going to be killed, or send their kids into a school building where other kids are going to... I mean, these are true believers, and you would think that our nation would also be instilling pride and conviction for who we are and who we stand for as America. But instead, we see our president time and time again going throughout the world on a tour of apology, apologizing for America, apologizing for our successes, calling us fat and lazy, and you know, we can't even speak two languages, you know, kind of just going on this international tour of apology. And now what is his response to ISIS? Well, he just came back not too long ago from an international convention, and he said that they have no real strategy, but he has time to deck our White House out in the rainbow color, right? He has time for that strategy meeting and to implement that, but we have no strategy really on how to contend with ISIS. But we have time for all this other foolishness, you know. He want to go out publicly and praise, what's his name, Bruce Jenner. You know, I mean, he has time for this kind of foolishness. But on the real things, the things of substance, he is not bringing that to the forefront of the American mind. Instead, him and Al Sharpton are constantly meeting and having and going on before the people talking about Black Lives Matter or the Confederate flag foolishness. But no one is talking about, listen, we have some real challenges ahead of us. These people, ISIS, for one, is not playing. The global economy is changing. Our position in that is changing and preparing the American people. We don't talk about things of substance. We talk about, you know, Rachel Dolezal.
Well, hey, Kathy, I think it's interesting to know, if you're a first-time listener to the program and you did not know, Kathy is Black. So when you talk about Black Lives Matter, you have a unique perspective on that.
I guess.
Al Sharpton or someone like that, you know, basically, because now that has kind of faded from the public scene.
So what Michael is saying, don't call into the station talking about y'all being racist, because I'm not being racist. It is a perspective, right? And when we look at what's going on around us, yes, racism exists. We all know that, right? You have to be living under a rock not to recognize that racism exists, but I submit it exists on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm. And even with a comment on the Quran before, you know, there are people, everyone needs the gospel. Everyone. We're all on the level playing field. Muslim, Hindu, secular, we all need the gospel. Christians, we need the gospel day in and day out. We need Jesus day in and day out.
Christians, more than anyone, I think, right now, because we're living in a time where Christians have no idea what the Word of God says. We're not true believers. We don't have a true conviction. These people, it's a lie that they believe in, but they're willing to die for that lie, right? They are truly convinced to the extent that they're willing to lay their life down. And we have Christians that will barely, if ever, walk across the street and present the gospel message to their neighbor, and they know their neighbor is not saved, and yet they won't even open up their mouth.
You ever seen sheep and goats in a pen together? I think it's interesting. Jesus actually used that illustration. It's going to be the separating of the sheep and the goats. The sheep are the ones who believe in Jesus. The goats are basically everyone who does not. If you ever actually watch real sheep and goats in pens with one another, the goats actually sit there and butt the sheep. They'll bully them around. It's quite interesting. You know, that's kind of like the difference between, as far as what Christians do, we don't really try to bully other people in. We just kind of believe what we are and are timid here. Not for everyone else.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, I'm Scott Newcomer with Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC. Are you a Christian businessman? Do you feel like an ambassador in your workplace? In 2 Corinthians 5:20, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ followers are ambassadors for Christ. So do you feel like one? Do you know how to walk like one? If you'd like to learn more about how to be a marketplace ambassador, walking daily in intimacy with God, how to be discipled or disciple others, how to share your faith simply in the marketplace, how to apply biblical principles to your life, and how to have a group of like-minded Christian businessmen around you to encourage you, basically to be the man God designed you to be, right where you work, right where God has you, contact us at CBMC and get connected. Just go to cbmc.com or call me, Scott Newcomer, at 610-304-1493. That's 610-304-1493.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The Liberty Bell got its name from being rung this day, July 8, 1776, to call the citizens of Philadelphia together to hear the Declaration of Independence read out loud for the first time. Made in England, this massive bell weighing over 2,000 pounds was rung on each successive anniversary until 1835, when it cracked on July 8th while tolling at the funeral for the famous Supreme Court Justice John Marshall. Inscribed on the Liberty Bell is a verse from the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 25. Proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
There, Kathy is doing the dance again. You're listening to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, working for Your Liberty. Mike Levins and Kathy Barnett here on this Wednesday. How y'all doing? It's wonderful to be with you and wonderful to have you with us. I've got some insight for Greece right now. You know, when you are completely destroying the economy of Europe because you are in debt, I don't really think that you simply voting no on a bailout and austerity measures is a bargaining chip, quote unquote. I'm looking at an article, U.S. News, okay, talking about good old Alexis over there in Greece, who is urging Greeks to vote no. The Greek word for no, by the way, is oxy. I don't know if I said that right. It's O-X-I. I don't think there's too many ways to pronounce that wrong. But had urged Greeks... good old Alexis urged Greeks to vote no, hoping a rejection of the latest proposal would give the indebted nation a chip to continue negotiations with her creditors. A bargaining chip. Lindsay Piexa? Am I looking at that right? All these Greek names are hard to pronounce here. But chief economist at the Stifel Fixed Income wrote in a research note Monday. Quote, at this point, the pressure is on... See, it's all these Greek names. It's happening again. I call him Alexis because his last name is hard to pronounce.
Tsipras.
There you go. To come up with a plan to stay in the euro, but time
is running out. What is that term you're talking about for them?
Greeksit.
The Greeksit.
That's what I'm... That's how you and I have decided we're going to pronounce it. It's the Greece exit from the EU, the European Union. And now they've combined Greece and exit to say Greeksit.
Greeksit. we're saying it's Greeksit. We've decided.
Yes, because I have no other way of pronouncing it. I'm limited. But so we're calling it Greeksit. And it's a real probability because right now we're dealing... I mean, they voted no, Greece... voters voted no on the latest austerity program coming out of the ECB, the European Commission Bank. They've decided to vote no on it. And now they're like, OK, now what? And I love how you said it earlier when we were talking during the break that someone characterized Greece as defiant beggars. Like, I know I took your money. I know I owe you, but you need to work something out because I'm not going to pay you. And it's a tremendous. I mean, it's the perfect picture of what socialism
it's
looks
like. What? Wait, where are you getting? Where are you coming up with this from?
Yes.
I owe you money because you owe me money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what they're saying. They're saying that the EU owes them money because they owe the EU money.
Well, they want better terms. And, you know, and you and I have talked about it in times past on the show that Greece has basically sold much of what it means to be Greece to the highest bidder in order to pay down some of their debt. But when you have a country that is truly socialistic, everything is provided for the most part. It's really hard to now come to where we're heading because they still have a tremendous amount of debt on the books and someone has to pay for that. Now, Italy had the exact same kind of scenario, but I mean, perhaps not as drastic as Greece's debt situation, but still very drastic situation in Italy. They accepted the austerity program. They cut back on a lot of different things and they're being able to pay their debt when it comes due. So Italy appears to be moving forward, but Greece right now, there's a real threat of them exiting the euro.
No, and this is because of Greece. They need to be able to admit if they, because here's the thing, they could sit there and cry all they want, and not to say that the situation over there isn't dire, and that these people need to, and not to say that that's horrible. You know, it is a horrible situation, but by them voting no, it's not going to change things.
Well,
you know,
in their mind, it forces the powers to be, Germany being the chiefest of those powers, to come back to the negotiation table to reduce the restraints, the economic restraints on Greece right now. So they're hoping the strategy behind them voting no is that Germany, the European Union group, finance ministers will come back to the table and say, okay. We will lessen the austerity program for you. We won't make it so stringent. Just don't leave us.
Right. Well, and the problem is, too, with the austerity measures is that something's going to have to be done at some point. You know, and it's going to be tough. No one's going to like it. But that's the point of austerity measures.
But we're dealing with the same situation here with Social Security. And the strategy has always been, let's just kick that can down the road.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's an issue. We all know it's an issue, but I don't want to have to contend with it on my watch. Let's kick the can down the road and let someone else deal with it.
And it's interesting as well, you know, I mean, of course we have, and this is something that we as Americans don't appreciate as much, but of course you have the history of World War II, you know, and you have the history of Germany being involved in World War II. Maybe there's some animosity there, you know, between Greece, It doesn't matter, though, because there's still these austerity measures. Something's going to have to be implemented, you know, because they cannot continue the way that they are. And it's going to hurt.
It's a little bit of everyone's fault, right? Because it's kind of like the same issue we've been dealing with, even in our own. And I often try to help people understand the macro severity of these economic situations by just looking at it from a micro perspective, looking at your own budget in your own home. And if it doesn't work for you in your home, if it doesn't work for you to just be, you know, keep going into debt, keep going into debt. When you get one credit card, don't pay that off. Just go get two more credit cards. Use one credit card to pay another credit card. We all know now that that is a sign of impending doom. And so that, so if you take that small perspective of just looking at your own budget in your own home with your family and now expand it to a national level, that's what we've been doing all across the globe. China, you know, to what you, to your point earlier, is continuing with that same, with that exact same thing. People borrowing money just to invest money. That make, I mean, that's called leveraging. So to some extent, we understand there's a good way to leverage, but when you go into deleveraging mode, when you start assuming too much debt and you're not getting those same returns, you head into problems. And it's not just a Greece issue. It's a global issue and it's an individual family issue.
Well, Greece faces, they're going to face another deadline on July 20th to the European Central Bank for nearly $4 billion.
And they have no money. So we're going to see, like, this would be, they're looking at this as the litmus test of whether Greece can stay in the EU or not because of Greece's default on this upcoming July 20th debt repayment. Then really their word to continue to receive money from the European Union and their promise to pay it back is kind of null and void at that point. If you can't pay your July 20th debt and yet you're still asking for money, telling us you're going to pay us, then it kind of, you know, your credibility is no longer good, right? So that is, so July 20th is really the litmus test of where we're going to see Greece, whether they're going to stay in the European Union or not.
Well, Greece really, it, you know, they don't have the money to pay this. This is more of a, like you said, yeah, litmus test to see if a matter of will, if they're willing to even try
to do what they need to do, right? Because, I mean, the European Union, these 27 nations coming together has really been their attempt at United States creating this unified nation. And so it's kind of like, you know, us allowing California to bail out of the United States. I mean, it will really devastate us. It will really put a blow to the United States overall, or our concept of this unity. That's what they're contending with now.
Well, and actually it makes sense because they don't have any money. Why else would they tell their citizens to vote no on this?
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Have you checked out our podcasts on our WFYL homepage? Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com? If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township,
this is AM 1180.
AM 1180. WFYL. King of Prussia. Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The gun used to shoot and kill a woman walking along a San Francisco pier last week was stolen from a federal agent last month. The accused shooter, illegal immigrant Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, has pleaded not guilty, claiming he found the pistol and it went off by mistake.
Lopez Sanchez had been deported from the U.S. multiple times over the years. He has a lengthy criminal record, mostly of drug offenses. He was in San Francisco, apparently, on a 20-year-old marijuana warrant. When the case was discharged, the sheriff released him, per what he said was city policy, even though immigration officials had asked that he be held.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. That's created a big debate over sanctuary cities. Republicans oppose them. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton's in favor, but says in this case,
I think the city made a mistake. The city made a mistake not to deport someone that the federal government strongly felt should be deported.
Clinton also tells CNN she broke no rules or laws when she controversially used private email while Secretary of State. Police in Baltimore are looking for two killers after a shooting late last night near the University of Maryland's Baltimore campus that left three people dead and a fourth wounded. Students are told to use caution in that area. Greece needs money, so it started the ball rolling to try to work out a new European bailout deal. Fox News Radio Simon Owen live in Athens.
Dave, Greece requesting a rescue deal from Europe's bailout fund. The next step is to lay down how the government here in Athens plans to reform the Greek economy. European leaders say they want to hear that by the end of tomorrow. If that plan is enough to convince the rest of the Eurozone, Greece will secure a new bailout, perhaps worth $65 billion. But right now, there are big differences between the two sides. European officials now talking publicly about Greece potentially leaving the euro currency. Dave?
Simon, worry about a continuous and huge sell-off in China's stock market as futures down pretty big on Wall Street this morning. Bill Cosby's been forced out of Walt Disney World. His bronze statue removed from the Hollywood Studios park over his sex scandal and admission in a court a decade ago. He aimed to drug women to have sex with him. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
President Obama is ready to make changes in housing policy to try to create more racially integrated cities. Fox News Radio's John Decker live at the White House.
Responding to the demands of civil rights groups, the Obama administration will unveil new rules that will require every municipality in the country to scrutinize their housing patterns for racial bias. The rules from the Department of Housing and Urban Development will also require every town and city to publicly report every 3 to 5 years the results of their findings. House Republicans argue that the new rules are an intrusion into local planning. They call the rules aimed at integrating both urban and suburban neighborhoods social engineering. They have already tried to defund implementation of the rule. Dave?
John, federal investigators are trying to figure out why an F-16 fighter jet slammed into a small plane over South Carolina yesterday.
Investigation so far has shown that the aircraft, the civilian aircraft, left the Berkeley County Airport and was probably going to Myrtle Beach.
That's Bill Salisbury with the Berkeley County Rescue Squad. Two people on that plane died. The pilot of the F-16 was able to eject. Star Wars fans excited for the new trilogy's first movie in December are also eagerly awaiting 2018 when Han goes solo.
Lego Movie directors Phil Lord and Chris Miller's next film will be a Star Wars anthology starring Han Solo. The film will also have Larry Kasdan behind the script, along with his son John. Kasdan wrote The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and the upcoming The Force Awakens.
You don't believe in the Force, do you?
Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful force controlling everything.
The pick will focus on Solo's days before he linked up with the Rebel Alliance. The duo promised to be faithful stewards to the character and franchise.
That's Michelle Polino in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.